Okay, welcome back to the Scope Podcast. My boy's in the house and my girl, I suppose. where this will be focusing around Indigenous Realm, which these two guys have done a lot of work for. Obviously, first introducing Connor. Connor's obviously a big part of the family here, I'd say. He's come on and done Footy Companion before, as well as him and KP coming on and kicking off my interviews with all the teams, which has been a giggle and worked out well for us. Thanks for coming in again, Brad.
It's nice to be on with you, Unc. It's good. Good to see you.
And Marley, we haven't done a podcast yet, but you and the girls from Chicks and Balls podcast are going to come on and do Women's Round for Footy Companion with us.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. So
they're going good, eh?
The girls are going good.
Thank you.
They're a giggle. Lukey got me on only a couple of weeks ago before we're coming up. We've been watching a few of your little snippet videos, so... the girls do well, and
I appreciate it.
How have you pulled up after Magic Round? It was a good weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I needed a big rest, but my resilience on the drink is not very good. Yeah. I'm getting too old for it, so I'm still.
You're getting old too old for it. Even Connor said it on his chat, and you know things are going really well for me. I had a good look in the mirror after I heard you talk about potentially. Looking down the road and being Unky Scope and Unky Normie. So, mate, you changed my life, brother.
Deep thoughts on the way back from our Byron trip, mate. Yeah. But you're happy now. It's good to see. Killing it. You got a job.
So since all that stuff, we'll obviously get into our gratefuls after this. I think that's a big part of which sort of changed my momentum and things have been going really well for me. But, yeah, Mrs. now. I've got a job here at YKTR on the books. Me and you even had chats maybe like a couple of weeks after about like sort of what my goals are or while we're in Byron about, you know, what the plan is for the podcast and just being more consistent. Mm. It's something that I've lived up. I've noticed that it's something that you've obviously lived up to doing weekly for 257. So you boys are killing it as well. So
thank you.
Everything's going well for us, eh?
Nah, it's been good, mate. It's funny what happens when you're grateful, eh?
So what you grateful for today then, brother?
Okay. I'm going to go, my grateful for today is Marley actually. She's come on board with the association in the last sort of 2 years, but now she's come on in a formal sense too. So, just her really driving the charity and what we're about. And hopefully together we can make some real positive change for Indigenous youth here in Australia.
That's unreal.
Oh, thank you.
I think even KP said it. There's nothing better than being part of someone's gratefuls, especially when you're sitting around the table. So, Marley, that must be good. That must
warms be really, my heart. Really good. Warms my heart.
So, what's your grateful for today?
Well, I just feel really grateful for this, like being surrounded by people who are passionate about being positive and about like living that grateful life. That to me is something that I've been trying to foster in my life for a couple of years. You become the people you spend the most time with. So I feel really grateful to be in this space.
It feels nice, doesn't it? Like it's so sort of, people thought I was taking the piss out of it, I think, at the start. But it's something that if you keep doing, like you keep feeling that positive energy, it just flows into everything in life. And when you start ticking the boxes and things start coming off for you, you start thinking, fuck, there's something
to this. Actually works, yeah. Yeah, because it started off as a bit of a piss take for us too. Yeah. Like we just did it when we're in lockdown and we're sitting at home all day. So we started thinking, what are we grateful for? And then once you start to do it more and more, then you start to appreciate everything. Yeah. The little things that you probably just take for granted, you don't. And yeah, it's a cool perspective to have.
For sure, brother. My grateful as well is getting you gave me the early code to get in for the latest drop. That's my grateful. It arrived today, brother. I actually got a message that it arrived in the post today. I've seen some pictures coming up. So I'm grateful you gave me that code because it sold out straight away. And obviously, doing really well with that side of it as well. Before we get in the Indigenous stuff, how the last couple of shirts, was like 15 minutes. They were all gone as well.
Oh, sorry. I did the Kalen. He does that in the mic every time we do a podcast, cough. But we actually sold out the last one in like 2 minutes 40. So
2 minutes?
Yeah. The first one was 3 minutes, 2 minutes 40. It's crazy. We didn't expect it to go like that. To be honest, when we did the first drop, Kalen and I had a discussion for it and we're like, if it doesn't sell out by tonight, do we just put up a sold out graphic just to pretend like it did? We'll just take the loss.
There's no way you need that.
Yeah, and then it actually did. So yeah, we're really... pumped with just how it's going, and like you said before, I think the consistency of doing it every week is starting to pay off for us, and it's been good to have your boy and our boy Croaks on board as well. He's a cracker, so
big shout out to Croaks. He's just the getting in, he's a bit of a punching bag as well, so that sort of vibe works. But he controls it really nicely, yeah, doesn't he? He's messaged me. We bounced back and forth a couple of times on ideas, and then he gave me the green light to use the – because obviously taking the Gratefuls from our trip in Byron, and then we did some songs and like because we seen you guys vibing out, and Mud normally put you on his billy.
Yeah,
game.
Off him for that.
Yeah, for your song choice. So we thought – you know, we'd use it for one episode. And Croaks goes, no, don't worry. You can have it for another episode as well. So shout out to Croaks.
It's cool, man.
Doing big things at 257, full support. And we'll try to get on in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, so on to Indigenous round. We'll start off with the charity that you've started, the Culture Choice Association.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us how that come about and, sort of what you're doing in the community and within the game?
Yeah, sweet. Just jump in whenever you feel.
Yeah, we'll talk about your role after Mali and how you've been introduced as well.
Yeah, right. Sweet. So I'm a Gamilaroi man. My family's from out Walgett way. I was born in Dubbo and then moved to the Central Coast when I was young. And I was lucky enough to go down to boarding school for year 11 and 12. And sort of from that opportunity, me, mum and dad had always spoke about, you know, if we were in a position where we were fortunate enough that we would start a charity to be able to give back to the Indigenous community in some way. And in 2017, when I was at the Roosters, unfortunately, my little cousin Parker, he took his life. So he was only a teenager at the time, and it was something that hit home. It was pretty crazy. Like, just wasn't expecting it. When I got the call, I was just in shock. And it's something that sort of really broke our family. And we still haven't recovered from it. I know my auntie, she's a super strong woman, and we've actually been lucky enough to bring on board with the charity this year, so she's working for it, which is pretty cool. But
so it took her a while to get used to it and come to grips with it all and then get involved.
Yeah, well, we just didn't really, it wasn't sort of in a place where we could guess bring her on. And this year I guess it's expanded so much, and basically after it happened, sort of researching and having a look at Indigenous youth and the suicide rates, and it's just alarming statistics. It's the biggest killer for Indigenous kids from the age of 15 to 17. So to put that in perspective,
it's actually 5 to 17.
Oh, sorry,
so
five
from
to
the
17.
Age of 5 to 17.
Yeah. And so you've obviously got involved, Mali, like Connor said at the top of the show, for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
How did you get involved?
Yeah.
And how's it been in the last couple of years sort of in your role?
Yeah, so I'm a proud Gamilaroi woman too, with connection to Dunkardi country, and I've worked in the space with Aboriginal communities my whole career basically. Similar story to Connor, growing up in the Sutherland Shire, a place where you don't meet a lot of blackfellas, but you're given a lot of opportunities, and I'm very privileged to have grown up in the household that I did, and I just always knew I wanted to give back. It's a bit funny how I actually came to connect with Connor around Culture Choice. We're in a nightclub at the All Stars last year.
That's where all the best meetings happen.
Yeah. And I kind of cornered Connor because we kind of knew of each other, and I'd known about Boots for Brighter Futures, which is this campaign that we do around Indigenous Round, and sort of said, I want in, and it's looking great, but you don't have enough girls who are part of the kind of group of kids who artists. Yep. Obviously, yep. I have a big focus on having girls in the space. So, sort of mentioned that to him, and then promised him I'd message him the next day, and he was like, I can't believe you actually remembered that conversation. So from that point, last year, it was a bit mad because of COVID, and then we weren't sure that an Indigenous round was actually going to happen.
Yeah.
And then when it was going to, it was a very, very quick turnaround. Of
a lot of things last year.
Yeah.
Everything would have been so last minute, and then you got to fucking get everything together.
Absolutely. And so it was pretty chaotic, and we were able to help with actually getting enough artists. So these are the young people who I guess we'll get into when we talk about what Boots for Brighter Future is.
Yep.
To be involved, and I was just lucky enough to be able to use some of my networks to pull some kids in and got involved that way. And then this year, it was a little bit more formalised, and now I'm on the board. So Connor really can't get rid of me.
Marley's one of those people that when you need something or you need a number, like you need someone in a certain space, you just ring her and just go, Marley, do you have this person's number? She'll go and get it, bro.
Yeah, good. Love that. She'll go get it. So the Boots for Brighter
Futures.
Futures. Yeah. That's is that obviously to do with designs for the boots and the jerseys that are potentially going to be raising money for your for the foundation?
Yeah. So it's to do with so it's based around Indigenous Round. We get all players sort of. So we're working with six clubs this year. So we've got the Knights on board, the Roosters on board, Tigers,
Raiders. Bulldogs and Storm.
And Storm. So we've got players from all those teams who were very fortunate to be able to get those guys to donate some boots to us. Then we've partnered with different youth organisations. So there's guys in Newcastle called the Kirinari Hostel who are doing it for the third year. We've got the Glen who have been on board before. So that's a rehabilitation centre on the Central Coast. And then all of the detentional centres, so the juvenile justice centres. So we've got artists in all of the juvies. And, yeah, basically they get the boot. They do some Indigenous art.
So the boys send them a fresh pair of boots?
Yep.
And then?
Yep, they do some Indigenous art. And then with that, it's kind of like to tell their story, tell the player's story that they're painting, and then they give them back and the boys playing them in Indigenous Round. And there's a big focus on having non-Indigenous players do it too. Which I think is really cool because it actually started from a conversation I had with Aiden Guerra, who's not Aboriginal or not Torres Strait Islander, and he wanted my dad to paint a pair of boots for him to wear in Indigenous Round, which I thought that's was so really cool. Man. So
yeah,
and then all those boots that are painted, they go up for auction, and then the money raised goes back into the association so we can keep doing programs like this, and then also some of the artists will get paid as well. It's with the guys at the juvies, you're not actually allowed to pay them. So what we do with those guys is like I went out to the one in Dubbo a while ago and just had like the Knights donated a heap of gear, which was sick. So when they get out, they got like a bunch of Knights gear to come out to. And then we were in Baxter the other day and like dropped a pair. Nike donated like heaps of boots too.
Yeah.
So we're able to give the artists a pair of boots to come out. So when they get out of juvie, they've got a fresh pair of boots to go and run around if they want to play footy.
There'll be a bit of talent in there too. The boys can mix it with the best.
A couple of the boys were like, I'm just hanging up on my wall though. Like I'm not, they're too fresh. Like I never want to wear them, which was really beautiful. But
yeah, that's unreal. Yeah. That'd mean lots of them. And touching on the stuff with Aiden Guerra, in 2014 or 15 for Indigenous Round, his Stevie Maddie's missus, she's Aboriginal from up Byron Way. I don't know exactly where she's from, but she designed our jerseys. And that was just cool us to wear, just like, you know, obviously being Kiwi. Stevie Maddie is obviously Samoan, but it meant a lot to him, you know, with regards to what you're talking about with Aiden. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Aboriginal boys to get involved. Like, it meant a lot to Skivvy that round, just because he was representing on behalf of his family and whatnot.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's really important, like, as a step forward that everyone's buying into it, and that's what we're sort of focused on. So that's why we're trying to get players from different clubs and Indigenous and non-Indigenous guys, and really show that this is something that they're passionate about.
Yeah.
Something that, a small step as it is, donating a pair of boots and wearing them, it can actually create real change, which we're starting to see. So
yeah, absolutely. I think the thing that really has blown me away consistently is how much it means to the young people involved. Just the way that it empowers them to kind of believe that their own story is something worth telling, like especially when we were in Baxter, which is a juvenile detention centre on the Central Coast, the other week. One of the young men in particular like really went out of his way to kind of thank us for the opportunity and how he'd never done art before, but now he thinks he wants to be an artist and all this kind of stuff.
Some of those kids are just looking for a bit of direction.
Exactly. 100%.
And someone to believe in them and to say, we actually care. And it's... Yeah, it's really special, and I think that you're 100% right in talking about getting a lot of non-Indigenous people to think about it. I think that this round shouldn't be mistaken as something just for Blackfellas. Like, it's about celebrating what we've contributed to the game through its history and what we continue to, but it's also the fact that every single club's based on Aboriginal land. Everywhere you are in Australia is Aboriginal land, and that's something for all of us to celebrate. It's part of all of our stories as Australians. Yep. So, yeah, that's what
I just about. Think in general in the last couple of years, I think the attention to the cause and you know what the Indigenous people, you know, obviously being the first people of these land, like it's starting to get more recognition. I know in the past some players have probably it had been looked at as a negative way, but I feel like everyone in the NRL is buying in now, especially at the start of the year, Connor, when they do that Indigenous Maldives All-Star game now. that's, for me, that's one of the better games of the year, and it kicks it off so well. You must have been disappointed to miss out on that at the start of the year. I know you and KP, when I talked to you up in Byron with Filthy, that you're probably going to miss that game.
Yeah, it's a bummer to miss out on it. I sort of was like a week late, It was just a week early for me to be able to play, but it's a cracker week. Like, that's where we met after the one in Gold Coast last year. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just a great opportunity to bring community together and showcase more of our culture again. Yeah, like you said, I feel like we're getting better at, really embracing it, but I still feel like as a game and as a community and
conversations got to keep going.
Yeah, we need to keep going. There's still more steps to take in the right direction. So
yeah, it'll be nice to go in the right direction. You said you've got six teams. Ideally, it'd be nice to have all 16 next year. Is that sort of like a goal for you guys? Or
yeah, I think, and probably more important than having all of those teams is having each of the players who are involved really understand what it's about. I think that's been a bit of a hurdle this year. I think maybe because the Knights boys know Connor's story and they have that real kind of emotional connection to it. Yeah. I think next year I'd really like to see more of the boys have an opportunity to meet the artists, to get in the space. And
yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, obviously with COVID and all that kind of stuff, it's been hard, but that's what I want. I think, you know, when you're in there, like when we were at Baxter the other day, like, I don't know, I haven't told you this, Connor, but like I cried all the way home, like driving, because just what it means and the genuine change that can happen there. I want everyone to be able to feel that, because that's how you buy into it for a long time, and we need sustainable kind of passion for it.
Yeah, for sure. And you're obviously speaking with a lot of passion about it now. You're also involved in the ID Know Yourself Foundation. I've seen that you're a board member of that.
Yes.
Is that sort of meshed into the same sort of thing? Is that a separate thing? And how's that all working for this round as well?
Yeah, obviously I have so much spare time. I'm just on millions of boards and things. ID Know Yourself.
So I appreciate you being on this board for us today. It means a lot.
No, I don't know about that. But ID Know Yourself, actually we had the ID Know Yourself kids who were involved in that program paint some boots last year, which was great.
Yep.
It is a charity that was started by a good friend of mine. His name's Isaiah Dorr, and he grew up in the foster care system. And he just wanted, once he got out of it, he realized that there's not a lot of support for Aboriginal kids who are in care. So he started this incredible charity that looks after, basically provides a family for kids who don't live with their family in and around the Sydney area. And, you know, it's really intertwined with those sort of issues that we address with Cultural Choice Association as well, because when you have that loss of identity and that disconnect from culture, you have mental health problems and you know, end up locked up and things like that. They're all intertwined with each other. So it's about addressing those kind of things. And I love my two little boards that I'm on and then get to help with.
I need to get on a few boards actually. It motivated me to get on a couple of boards. I seen, obviously, like at the top of the show, we talked about you being from Chicks and Balls podcast. I seen that your dad got involved with the Bulldog side of it. Yeah. Was he involved with the designs? And I seen that he was obviously super proud, because there probably wasn't stuff like this back in the day when he was playing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really humbling for Dad to get the phone call earlier this year that the Bulldogs wanted to kind of dedicate their design on their Indigenous jersey.
So Marley's dad's Rod Silver, too. Yes. Did I say that?
Yep.
Rod Silver, Rocket Rod, the grouse.
He's a grouse.
What about when she's at, sorry, just before you get on this, she's at the airport and then we were talking to her briefly because, like I said, Lukey introduced us. And then she's like, oh, yeah, my dad played for the Bulldogs and the Roosters. And we sort of just didn't think anything of it, because, like, she didn't, like, name drop him at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah. So then, and then a little bit later, I go, like, oh, who's your dad anyway? And she goes, Rod Silver. I go, oh, hey, he's a fucking gun. She sort of just played it down like he was some, like, part-time first grader.
Played a couple games here and there.
My whole life I've been trying to get out from underneath the shadow of my dad, right? I've always been Rocket's daughter, which I'm very proud of, but, you know, trying to make it my own name.
I think you're doing all right for yourself.
Yeah, well, now you're on a couple of boards. You might have surpassed him.
Published author too.
Yes.
So it was really nice for Dad to get that call, and he was kind of a bit taken aback, and he's like, are you sure you want this to be about me, kind of thing? And we went in and spoke with the Dogs, because I'm basically my family's PR manager. The artist who did it, Cleveland McGee, he's actually someone that do you know Cleveland?
I played footy with him when I was young, yeah.
Yeah, Dad coached him. So we've known Cleve since he was 16, and Dad coached him in the Indigenous New South Wales side under 60. They used to play before the All-Stars.
Yep.
So he was able to, like, come back in and share this story of Dad and paint his totem. Our totem is a Yirrindali, which is a tree goanna.
Yep.
And he features that in the artwork, and Dad finally got to wear it the other day, and I could just see him like beaming. And he always talks about the fact that it makes him so proud when he watches things like the All Stars or the Indige Round, and yeah. how you know, there were so many incredible. There's always been so many incredible blackfellas who play to see them celebrated, and you know, not have that shame or that fear to be like, I'm black and I'm proud kind of thing. So yeah. I'm so stoked for him that he's able to be a part of it in this way. And yeah, it's pretty special.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, because obviously my dad played as well, and he's been involved with the New Zealand Māori teams and the Aboriginal, the setup of that All-Star. He manages the New Zealand Māori team. And just being a part of it and being with all the boys, like, they're always a little bit standoffish at first, because they just sort of think like, oh, nah, I've had my time. But once they get around the boys, like he talks about it for weeks on end. Yeah. So
I think that's the best part of like those things is having all the old boys in there. I remember we had like Matty Bowen and Justin Hodges and stuff.
Yeah,
he's
had the mad camp last year, didn't you?
We were playing, I don't know, like, you know the dropout game?
Yeah.
It's basically like a conditioning game, and Matty was in our team. It was 4-4, last play, drop kick to him.
Yeah.
Bro, he got the ball, dummied, went through and like won the game. The for us.
Is that when you like, you start off with six players or something, and you drop down to like 5-4-3 tools, one-on-one?
Yeah, that game. And
he's made for that game.
Oh, he's the king, bro. It was like, I was starstruck, man, starstruck.
Yeah. All right. Well, just to wrap it up. So now, where can people find you? Where can people donate? How can we buy these jerseys? How can we buy these boots that you've got going on for the weekend?
Yeah. So after Thursday, the auction will start.
Yep.
And it's www.culturechoice.com.au.
Absolutely wrong.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, you go. Okay.
It's just ccai.org.au/auctions.
You are absolutely wrong.
Wow. I'll put the link on Instagram.
Right, and then you can look at it. Much, yeah?
Yeah, if you go to at Cultural Choice Association on Instagram, all the details are there.
Be there.
And then
so let's get that again one more time so it's completely right so everyone's watching.
At Cultural
Choice. For Connor's sake, not your sake.
At Cultural Choice Association, or one word, on Instagram.
Yep.
All the details will be there. The website itself is just ccai.org.au/auctions.
Link in bio.
Link in bio.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Abraham
swipe
Lincoln.
Up, swipe up.
Lincoln Byer. Well, it's such a great cause. Thanks for Brad. Thanks for coming back, Marley. Thanks
appreciate
for coming
you,
in. Keep supporting each other. I love what you guys are doing, and congrats on. What are you
laughing at, Brad? I'm just laughing at myself. Like, I was so confident. But yeah, www.culturechoice.com. And she's like, "Nah, that's wrong."
You got me wigging out. I come, what did I just? I'm talking about the collabs and all that, and he starts laughing. But thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it, and all the best for the weekend.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.